By river stage, you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people like us can live like that. We all must pay a price to be safe. You lose a chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend, waiting just around the river bend. I look once more, just around the river bend, beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free. Don't know what for, what I dream the day might send, just around the river bend. For me, coming for me. I feel it there beyond those trees or right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend, just around the river bend. I look once more, just around the river bend, beyond the shore, somewhere past the sea. Don't know what for, why do all my dreams extend? Just around the river bend, just around the river bend. Should I choose the smoothest curve, steady as the beating drum? Should I marry Cocoa? Is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still just around the river? And that was Rosa with Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas. I really like this song too. I like this night for songs. Rosa, there was... I was really confused, and then I had a chance to, like, think about things, and I feel like for a lot of the song, because it is big mouthfuls of words, it's coming so fast, oh my god, and I think that at some points you had the energy, and you had the voice, but you weren't quite getting the character of it, or the, like, or natural sounding phrasing, so it kind of sounded a little stilted, but once you hit the end, like, the "do you still wait for me, dream giver," and all that stuff, that part, you hit it right on the head. You nailed that part. It was just the stuff before that was kind of iffy, but not vocally either. It was just kind of a little... But yeah, I thought you sounded great on this. That end was excellent.
I was a little distracted by the vocal cut at first.
Yeah.
Because it has that weird kind of like... You feel like you're going through some kind of time warp tunnel kind of feel to it. Actually, sadly, it reminded me of most of the Hellfire ones I've heard, because they all have that kind of vocal thing to them. And I wasn't quite sure what to say about this. I did like it. I liked it. I liked it a lot. There were times when the vocals were just... God, I know people hate when people say just under pitch, but that's kind of what it felt like. But I really feel like those were exceptions and not the rules. I think that... I think that overall this was pretty good. I did also really like when you got to that, I guess we'd call it the bridge, when you totally changed your tone. I actually enjoyed that a lot. So good job.
Yay. So yeah, I have a few diction. Diction was a thing with me, like a bit more with the ending consonants. Sorry, broken record on that note for a lot of people. I think you almost cracked at 45 seconds on don't know what for. You were flown in a few places. The music tends to get louder than you on some parts. I really liked the part where you went lower. But just careful, because I lost you on a few words there. But I really liked your tone and voice on this song. And yeah, that's all I have.
Who's next?
up next is, if I'm not mistaken, it's Miss Valkyrie Celeste.
And what is she singing?
I have no idea.
Look at me, I will never pass for a perfect bride or a perfect daughter. Can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have now witnessed our one blind contestant singing about her reflection.
Oh, oh my god, I can't believe she's
waiting
for that.
And you've that
been waiting for that joke.
And that made it win right there. First of all, Troll in the Dungeon.
Oh
my god, and she knows how Zell feels about this song. She had to get out the reflection somewhere because it's not allowed anywhere near the HCOE property.
Yeah.
You come within 100 yards of that and the sensors start going whoop, whoop, whoop. I have to say this. Well, first of all, okay, I know you mentioned it. What was with your mic? I mean, that was weird. It's such a different quality than before.
Yeah.
You warned us, so I ignored it, but it really was weird. I'm just going to give you one note. I loved your high notes. They were just gorgeous. I'm just going to leave it at that. Your high notes were just gorgeous. And way to troll this song. I love it. So I really did. I enjoyed this. I really did.
So.
Valk. Valk. I love you. You're awesome. But you... Bitch, why did you have to sing this song? I love you, Valk. Okay, now that I have that out of my system, troll. Yeah, I really picked up on the weird. Am I muted?
No, you're good.
Okay. I caught on to the weird feel of your voice from the microphone, I guess. Yay for movie version. Short and sweet. I was a little iffy on a few notes, like some of your lower notes, but that's all I really caught down. I try not to critique too much on the song for very many reasons. Millie, save me.
I would like to read Valk's email. Because you picked the Disney round, I did reflection. So in the words of Zelena, y'all can suck it. And suck it we did. Valk, my only note, because this was really pretty, there's just times when you did runs down that didn't work very well, but then when you did runs that went up to your high register, they were like perfectly gorgeous. That's the only note I have. This was really nice.
Told you the high notes are gorgeous.
Yeah, they are. They're Your boner. Who's next?
Up next is Teta.
Tata?
Tatas!
What's the matter with me?
If there's a price for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history. Been there, done that.
Who you think you're kidding? Easier than heaven to you. Try and keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through you.
I won't say it, no, no.
It's who you saw, why deny it, uh-oh.
It's too cliche, I won't say I'm in love. I thought my heart in its last sign. It feels so good when it's torn out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out. I won't say it. Get off my case. I won't say it.
Girl, don't be proud. It's okay, you're in love.
Oh, at least out loud, I won't say I'm in love.
And that was Turtle with I Won't Say I'm in Love from Hercules.
Two cursed songs in a row. Wait, is this a cursed song? No, it's not.
No, that's the other song from Hercules. That's
right. You know what? I was in a collision.
No, actually season one this was kind of on a cursed song.
Ha ha.
Renaissance Disney, it was everywhere.
Okay. It's eargasm, okay. Not orgasm. Chill.
I'm right. Yes.
Okay. So I just want to point out, I had no idea what you were trying to do with the intro.
Yeah, that was section. Weird.
Because I'm like, oh, hello, Susan Egan, aka original Belle and replacement Belle in Disney Princess franchise. Okay, that out of the side.
Aka Disney nerd. Whoa.
Thanks. I liked your dynamics and the levels you went through with the song. Like, it was Piss Turtle. He's like, I am not in love, girl. Don't make a turtle mad. Her vocals were a little rough, but I think it really worked with the song because she was really mad and rough and girl. And I really loved at the end. I love how at the end it was like harsh and then it got to this really nice, sensitive, smooth ending. And you forgot the O's before coming back after the whole break of No Chance, No Way. Yeah, that's just me knowing the song too well. Millie?
Yeah, with that first bit, I was like, oh crap, what's gonna happen? And then I was thinking, in my head, I was like, after what just happened at the very beginning, I expected this to end up being a mess, and it wasn't. It was awesome. I thought you sounded great on it. You were a really awesome, attitude-filled Meg. I enjoyed it muchly.
The intro was, like, in retrospect, I almost felt like you left the intro in there by accident and you should have cut it out. It would have been fine, totally fine without it. This song was such a good choice for your voice. It really was. I mean, just that whole, like, the whole tone that they're talking about, that really fit your voice very well. The only critique, I guess I would say, that I have for you is You know, I as a guy, I noticed that the women seem to think top down and the guys think bottom up as far as like when you're reaching, because I always hear women getting critique for reaching for their low notes, and for me, low is not the big deal. It's high. So I hope this critique fits, but you know, like over the years, we've all heard Aria and Beloved always talking about like approaching the note from above. I feel like sometimes on your top notes that you sort of kind of jump up to them from the bottom, and it sometimes produces a little bit of a weird effect with your voice. It's not that you're not hitting the note. It's just, I don't know, just something to sort of listen for. You sounded really good on this. The song was really, really good for you. I enjoyed it a lot.
I have no idea what you just said.
That's okay. You don't need to.
I do.
Who's next?
Up next is the final contestant of the evening is the Miss Edible Sharp Cookies.
No tofu.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that. I would say I'm in love. I thought my heart had learned its lesson. It feels so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you die in the cry your heart out. Oh.
Calm your tits, man. Who's ready to go first?
You know.
Oh! I thought Vel was, so I, like, expected her to, like, yeah, okay. That was Sharp Cookies doing One Fam in Love from her.
So busy looking at my tits, that's why you didn't know.
That's true. Irresistible, Reed.
Whew. I know.
Cookies.
I bring all the boys to the yard.
Bad luck, like, to go right after Turtle. To go, anytime there's a double, to go right after it always sucks. And I just think, I feel really bad because I didn't like this very much. I thought that the attitude seemed kind of, instead of like, oh snap, bitch, I'm an independent woman, it kind of seems like a little whiny.
Really? I thought it felt like Sparta.
And I don't know, it just, your pitch was kind of wavering in and out throughout the whole song, and I'm sorry, Cookies, I didn't really like it. Oh, Reed, go.
So I don't care if there's back-to-back doubles, because, you know, I'm fine with that. It doesn't really bother me. It does kind of put you into comparison mode, and when you first started seeing this, I laughed because of the fact that it was doubles. I like that the intro thing the Turtles had stuck in there wasn't in, or at least I didn't notice it. And I thought, oh, this will be good for cookies. And it did start off good, and then it didn't hold. I feel just as bad as Melly. I'm not sure how much I like this either. I feel like that there were a lot of spots where the timing was kind of off. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, the pitch doesn't sound quite right. And then you'd hold these long notes that sounded great, and then the pitch would waver again after with some of the rest of the verses. I'm guessing you rush mixed this because everything was on super in your face volume, as Ambi put it. we'll say cookie smash, right? I'm guessing you mixed it on a high compression and just sort of left it there. And I don't know. It's just.
I think somebody mixed for her.
Well. It's not all mixing. I mean, mixing was just a small part of it.
Right.
There was something about this song that didn't work, and you made me concerned. Now I don't know what's going to happen. Okay. So?
So, yeah, I'm pretty much on the same boat as my co-judges, especially with the pitch and the volume and the timing. For me, sometimes I felt some of the, like, really higher, beltier stuff were some of the ones that really got off pitch for me. Yeah. That's all I really have to say.
Oh.
Tension.
That means that we go to a commercial break.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
That was a cool commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That commercial.
Yeah, that whatever happened. That commercial was.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
Whew.
They're all tuckered out now from that commercial.
I know.
So we have results. Yeah.
Yay.
I guess I'm supposed to say the winner tonight. So it was really, really close for me. And I know for the other people, there was a lot of close ties. But edging out the competition in first place is Cassidy 92.
Yay. With a sliver of a close second of Janie Girly.
Yeah,
awesome job, Janie Girly.
So close.
For me, I'm saving Turtle.
Yay, Turtle.
And I'm going to save Monastar.
Yay, Monastar. I will save us. Count the set, make sure I do this right. Okay. I will save, sorry, JC.
I will save, oh God, I'm saving this person, Valkyrie Celeste.
The reflection. I will save Rosa.
Okay, do we have four left?
We have five, so you can cut one more. Or not cut. Save. Nope. Save one more.
What did we miss here? Oh. Okay. My list seems to be truncated a little bit. So just type the five we have left just so I make sure I got that right.
I can. Yeah. One second.
Okay. All right. I am going to save Sorachu.
Yay, Sora.
Now we have
so
four.
So now left. You gotta cut somebody's out.
Wait, I thought we had.
No. With four left, we said we were gonna do the first cut.
Cut somebody.
Oh, okay. So the first cut of the night is.
Two cuts tonight.
Yeah. The first cut is Lucidity.
Sorry.
But... Lucid. I didn't agree with it.
Oh man, you played that card. That's just.
Hey,
where's your solidarity?
I have none.
I'm sorry. Nobody's happy about the cut.
I mean, I get to save somebody. Yay! I'm gonna save Moggy Mog.
Okay. Oh great. So I have to do the cut.
Yep. Good night.
All right. So here it comes down to. Dylan and Cookies. Great. Make me have to do this. All right. Well, I'm just going to make it done. Tonight's the last show for one of you two, and that's going to be Cookies. Sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. Dylan, you were still on Cookies. This was your last show. Sorry.
Sorry, Cookies.
I hate cuts. All right, this is the last of the two cut weeks, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And we're at the top 10.
Top 10!
Yay, woo-hoo! Good job, guys.
All right. So, what's up for us next?
Okay, sorry if I'm quiet, but I got in trouble by the mama, so I have to do this quick. So the next main round is Broadway shows without revivals.
Okay.
So
that means, like, if you're doing Sweeney Todd, that's not going to count. That had a revival.
Sweeney Todd, Anything Goes.
None of you Into Godspell. The Woods people.
Yeah, No Into the Woods. But, yeah.
Shows you can't do, sadly.
I know.
But there's Avenue Q.
Oh, yeah. Everybody do Avenue Q. Is,
okay, this is going to be too obvious a hint, but there's that one that Green Day did. Was
American Idiot.
American Idiot.
Oh, I love that
right?
one.
I know at least one mm-hmm. person here would probably want to do something from that. So there's plenty of choices.
There's plenty of choices.
And if you're not sure, also, Wikipedia happens to have a list of the longest Broadway shows, so you can sort of skim mm-hmm. through shows.
Right.
And if you need any song ideas, I have, show ideas.
Ditto.
Yeah, we got some.
And those will be due June 26, 2012 at 11:59 p.m. EST, Tuesday.
That's VH time.
VH time.
Yeah. And is there an immunity?
Oh, yes. So we are going to bring the fight for the prize. And these are group immunities with two-week deadlines. And this one's going to be... Which one did we agree on again?
We agreed we were going to decide this after.
Yes. So,
I think you agreed on it was going to be the acapella group one. I think that's because
okay.
the other idea didn't have enough people.
Yeah. So it's going to be score some immunity points, which is where you do an acapella arrangement of a score song from film, TV, or an 8-bit game. And you'll get more information about that in its own separate little email.
All right. So,
and is there
anything else?
No, I got
the same question.
No, is that everything?
That is everything. Is it for the night, everything?
I think so.
Congratulations to the winner and to those who are still in the show. And sorry to Lucid and Cookies.
We hate to see you go, guys. Yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Well,